Since I started meditating 4 years ago, my life has changed tremendously. Changes are happening. It is not that I have an insight and then I start doing something. This has been a time of waiting. There is a feeling that something wants to express itself and that I have to allow it. Am I waiting for something to grow strong enough? Or am I just lazy? Or am I waiting for Godot? Beloved Master, thank you for your being here.
अमृत सागरम थिंग्स आर ग्रोइंग सिंस यू स्टार्टेड मेडिटेटिंग मच वाटर हैज gone down the Ganges and much has changed in your consciousness. But don't ask for more. Let existence take its own time. Remember Tahui, the more you hurry, the more you are delayed. You cannot do anything better than existence is doing already. You simply leave yourself into the hands of existence. This relaxedness, people misunderstood always as laziness. It is not laziness. It looks like laziness to workaholics. Who cannot sit down, who have to do something. Because they are afraid the moment they stop doing something, they will have to know themselves. And that is their fear. Who knows who they are? It is better to avoid the encounter. Relaxation is to be at ease. Whatever is happening to you is perfectly good. You say, since I started meditating 4 years ago, my life has changed tremendously. Changes are happening. It is not that I have an insight and then I start doing something. This has been a time of waiting. There is a feeling that something wants to express itself and that I have to allow it. That's how it should be. Your mind is worried about what is happening, because what is happening is going to take all the function of mind from its control. Hence, the mind is creating questions. Am I waiting for something to grow strong enough, or am I just lazy? Or am I waiting for Godot? You are not waiting for any Godot. Meditation is simply a waiting for the unknown, for the unpredictable, for the incomprehensible. And the more the waiting is pure, the more grace arises out of it. No hurry. No desiring. No expectations. Just waiting. And millions of things will happen. In fact, things that are going to happen to a meditator are so vast, you cannot conceive them. You cannot have even dreamt of them. They are beyond the capacity of the mind to conceive. You just wait and let things happen to you, not according to you, but according to existence itself. The existence has not to be according to you. You have to be in tune with existence, according to existence. This is the only difference between the non-meditator and the meditator. The non-meditator always wants existence according to his ideas and falls naturally into miserable states because existence is too big. It cannot follow your ideas, your prayers, your expectations, your demands. The proverb is true that man proposes and God disposes. There is no God to dispose. In fact, in the very proposal, you have disposed it. You have created a failure for yourself because you want it to succeed. So there is nothing to expect, nothing to desire. Existence is so abundant that if you are simply waiting, it starts showering flowers on you. And a life of waiting without any expectations is the only religious life I know of.